Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from AUX Resources, but more so Scotty Resources. I am chatting with Brad Rourke. He is the president and CEO of Scotty Resources. Scotty Resources is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol SCTSF. And just to bring everyone up to speed, AUX Resources, their symbol is on the Venture Exchange, AUX, and on the OTC markets, AUXRF. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning both of these companies is because news broke just a couple days ago on April 12th that there is a merger between Scotty and AUX. Now, both of these companies focused in the Golden Triangle. This is the consolidation of a couple land packages that I know a lot of people looking at the Golden Triangle say this needs to happen more in the Golden Triangle because of how fragmented everything is. But Brad, give us an update on the strategy here to merge these two companies.
Sure. Thanks for having me on. You know, this has been a long time in the making. I'm not exactly sure, but I've done over a dozen transactions in the last 5 years. And trying to do exactly that is consolidate the area. And the reason we want to do that is that it's going to attract the smarter money or the bigger money or the strategic money. And with my conversations with those types of entities for the last 5 years, that's, you know, said, you know, we love the area. We know the geology is fantastic. It's just we need enough running room. And so, it's probably my 14th transaction. It's the biggest of them, of course, and I've been a long time in the making. So we're really happy that we were able to get it done. And excited to go to work.
So obviously you're seeing some synergies between some of the projects. Scotty Resources holds the Scotty Mine, past producing mine. AUX held the Georgia project, as well as a couple other projects, Silver Crown and Independence, all within the Golden Triangle. Now, what synergies are you seeing between some of these projects?
Well, before I was able to consolidate the land around the Scotty Gold Mine, that was a very difficult task and took a couple of years. I started accumulating lands south of Scotty in that Cambria area, which is where the Independence is. There's an old Red Cliff mine there and into the Georgia River. So we've been naturally taking those lands over for years now. And I was also on the board, just so people know, I was on the board of AUX. So I know the geology well, I know the company well. And what Scotty had accomplished over the last few years and what the land package at AUX, and you just need to look at a map and you can see it. Just, it fits all like a glove, right? And there, so it makes it a big contiguous piece. And, you know, even like if we're going to talk about the Independence, you know, I've got Independence surrounded with Scotty tenure and such. So it just fits in nice. It makes sense to these bigger entities that will help fund us with these things. So it's, we've seen it. We've been taking advice from these bigger entities, and this is what they said they wanted. So now we'll see if they can put their money where their mouth is here in the future. But we don't need any money at the moment, so we're in good shape. But you know, and then again, so we have the past producing Scotty Gold Mine. It's a fantastic story. We've had great success up there. That's an old past producing gold mine from the 80s. Produce a half ounce per ton. And then on the way southern end on the AUX side, you know, we drilled Georgia River last season. And that's very much part of the operations of that, because, again, I'm familiar with the area. I spent most of my life, adult life, in the area. So we had a big program at the Georgia River. And, you know, we've had some success there. So that, you know, we've got two things that are working really well for us. And then in around that Independence is our next thing that we think is really exciting and can get people excited, only because it kind of surrounds some past producing mines as well. But now that we brought everything in together, it just becomes more interesting for the bigger players. So we're excited.
So what's the work that's going to be undertaken this year now that these two companies are merged? What are your plans to drive the company forward and attract that extra bigger money interest?
Sure. So, you know, I'd like to point out that our exploration team, very familiar with the Golden Triangle. Most of my team is going into their fourth year on the ground. You know, just off the top, so we could answer some quick questions. You know, I'm going to drill 12,500 meters in around Scotty on dominantly three zones and just following up from success that we had in the last two seasons. We're going to drill in around Georgia River and following up on some of that great geology that we have there. And I don't think we've vectored in on exactly how many meters, but, you know, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 meters on that southwest vein. And then we're going to really kind of do the very first program in and around that Independence area and put 3,500 meters into there for a first-time drill program. So that'll be what we do for drilling on the properties. Of course, now that we have this big entity that's all contiguous, it allows us to do a lot more geophysics and make that efficient. And so we'll continue doing our mapping and geophysics and such on that Cambria Independence area.
So in terms of cash in the bank then of the merged company, where does the company sit? And do you have a general idea of the budget that's going to be spent on this drilling?
Sure. After combining the two companies, there'll be $6.3 million hard dollars in the treasury. That pretty much can get us to what I just described. You know, we have some very big shareholders here who have encouraged to do this, and they're very well-heeled or deep-pocketed. And mostly it's their money anyways of the $6.3 million anyhow. You know, I think we're good. You know, if we get some strength in the market, you know, we might top something up here in the next few months. But right now we're feeling pretty comfortable that we have enough money to get through that, the program that I just explained to you now.
Okay. So overall with these programs, then it's to just continue to show the potential at these projects, right? Are you guys going to be moving into any sort of resources, or is it still just more exploration drilling showing more size or scale?
That's a great question. I think it's exploration for the time being, but I can tell you up at the Scotty, we have resource in mind, and you know, I don't think we'll have a resource to put together by the end of this season, or we'll have some sort of preliminary because we've done enough meters there. You know, there's non-compliant resource on the Georgia River, as there's a non-compliant resource at Scotty, because the last time these things were worked on were 30 years ago. We have taken a lot of time to try and understand that. And our take is, unless we have the full confidence that if we're going to do a resource, we can't show 1 million ounces at the minimum, there's real no use doing it. But I think we're further down that path that we'll have a really good idea. And if the market wants a resource for 2022, I think we could really easily crib that together with all our drilling, especially on Scotty this year. It's all with resource in mind. So we're not doing a lot of wildcat holes or anything. We're actually just proving up a system. So it won't be drilling in vain. I think on the Independence, you know, these are the first drill holes. So there'll be no talk of a resource there. But I think between Scotty and Georgia River, if the market wanted that, we feel that we could, you know, when I say easy, nothing's easy, but our path towards a resource is probably a lot easier than most people's.
Okay, that's fair. So Brad, I guess to end this, wrap this interview up here, what do you want to leave the shareholders with? Ones that obviously were, or I assume, following both companies and maybe shareholders of one or the other or both. What do you want to leave them with now that this is a merged entity?
People, if they understood that the major shareholders of AUX are the same major shareholders of Scotty, and they're not necessarily tourists, names that people know, of course, Eric Sprott owns 20% of AUX. He also owns just under 10% of Scotty. The core base of investors, so people like, oh, this is a dilutionary thing. Well, yes and no. It's, you know, there's four people that own almost 50% of AUX. They're also the main shareholders of Scotty. So what we have is a cohesive group excited to do this. that package of land that people can look at has never actually been together in one piece before. And then the area, you know, we're overlooked, and every president of an exploration company thinks that, but we truly believe that. But what's happened in our area in the last 3 years is extraordinary, even though the market's not euphoric about it. But, you know, we have Newmont buying into GT Gold, two doors just north of me. That's essentially combined a $1 billion company. The fact that Yamana just bought just under 7% of Ascot early this week just shows that the area is getting the attention from these bigger entities, and that's going to bode well for Scotty and for everybody in the area. So we're excited. We think we have something special where our infrastructure on our lands in the Golden Triangle are second to none. There's power through all the lands. There's roads through all the lands. And quite frankly, Scotty's a permitted gold mine. So we check a lot of boxes that other junior exploration companies might not. We're feeling blessed, and it's just a matter of time before sentiment picks up, and then we just want people to compare us to what else is out there. We think we provide a lot of latent value.
Hey, Brad, great having you on the show. Thank you for taking some of these questions regarding this merger, and if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Brad to address those. We'll also follow up as some more news hits the market, especially when it comes to upcoming drilling. Thanks for your time today, Brad. Have a great rest of your week.
Appreciate your time, gentlemen, and stay safe.